Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Thanks for joining me tonight. I have a really great episode lined up for you. On this episode, we have Ryan joining us, and he's had multiple UFO encounters near the base of the Blue Mountains in the Sydney region. He also grew up in a haunted house and has had multiple experiences with paranormal entities. But before we get into that, let's talk about some iTunes 5-star ratings and reviews. Each week, I'll read out a new 5-star review that's left for me on iTunes. So if you want your review read out, simply jump on iTunes, leave a 5-star review, and let me know what you enjoy about the show, and I might just read it out on the next episode. So this one comes from Jamie Robertson 1982 from Sydney, and they say, Episode 4 is so cool. I hope she gets regressed and comes back for future episodes. Fingers crossed this show has a long and successful future. Well, I hope so too, Jamie. And if you want to go check out Episode 4, that is Belle's encounter. And it is an absolutely amazing UFO encounter. Actually made national news. So go back and check that out. But for now, let's get into Ryan's experience. Tonight, I'm joined by Ryan, and Ryan's actually had a fair few encounters. He's had two UFO encounters, and he's actually had a really, really interesting ghost encounter. Ryan, thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, no worries, mate. So let's start with your UFO encounters, because these ones are they're pretty similar, and that really interests me because there's a bit of a time period. Do you want to take us back to the very first time you had a UFO encounter?
Yeah, sure thing, Kate. So the very first UFO encounter I had would probably have been in the late 90s, early 2000s, New Year's Eve, and that's something that just correlates with my second experience. We were at my auntie's house and just... for preference as well, where we live in Western Sydney at the base of the Lower Blue Mountains. So we're all out the front. It had just gone midnight, and I can remember everybody's having fun. I'm about a 10-year-old at the time. I'm looking straight up at the sky for whatever reason, and I can see this ball of this fireball directly sort of above the house, but it's up what I would imagine to be where sort of at the plane level, like where planes would be flying over. And it was just hovering there. And, I've gone to some of the adults at the time and just try to point that out to them. And in a matter of minutes, it's actually gone. And then, 2 weeks ago, New Year's just gone, at about 10 o'clock, probably 5 minutes away, you know, 5 minute drive away from where that first experience was. Another very, very similar experience, except for I remember, you know, from what I remember of the original compared to now, the fireball, at the same sort of point, you know, but it was further off east. I've, you know, just gone on Google Maps to check sort of, you know, whereabouts it was roughly. So it was east of sort of my house. I've walked out the front and, with a friend of mine, we're about to do a McDonald's run and we've had a look up. We can see that. And we've run up to the big hill across from my house and we're watching it and it's there. And then it's just moved off and it was, yeah, it was really creepy. We sort of, you know, got in the car and drove down where we normally would, but we couldn't see anything. After that, it was just basically gone.
Okay. So with your first UFO encounter, did any of the other adults get a chance to witness what you saw?
I think a couple of them might have. I know a couple of my cousins were there and they saw exactly what, you know, what I saw because I was, you know, I was with them, but I don't think a great deal of them did, but I'm sure a couple of them at least saw that. So probably my dad and one of my uncles, for example, probably saw it.
Yeah, okay. And when you saw it, you described it as kind of like a fireball in the sky. Now, was there any heat or did you notice there was any difference in the atmospheric conditions, anything like that?
Not really sort of any differences like that, no. It was it's sort of hard to describe because, you know, with both times seeing them there, it was just more of the of awe feeling, as well as, you know, once it sort of moved and then disappeared, it's the creepy factor of, okay, what have I just witnessed? Like more than anything, yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it didn't really sort of, yeah, feel any of that.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And when you saw it just this New Year's passing with your friends, was there anything different in the situation there, or was it pretty much the same as the one that you encountered back in the 90s?
Almost identical to the one I've noticed back in the 90s. The only exception that I can sort of you know, see myself, and whether or not this is because it's been, yeah, almost, yeah, you know, over at least over 15 years since the first encounter, would be that, you know, it had more of a pink tinge to it, as opposed to sort of a, sort of what I remember is like a red orange fireball in the sky, if that makes sense. It had more pink to it.
What do you think it was? Do you think it's an actual UFO? Do you think it could have been, potentially a drone in this modern age, maybe not so much back in the 90s there, but do you think there could be anything that could be explained about it, or do you think it maybe might be something from out of this world? Do you have any thoughts on that one?
I think what I've more recently seen could be, yeah, it could be something like a drone. I mean, that's entirely possible. I think with the very first experience, I don't believe that it could be anything but something from out of this world. Just from ways it was there and sort of moving around and sort of side to side. And then when I've gone to get someone and it's gone. It's, yeah, no, I think if either of them, if I had to sort of think of something else that it could be apart from something not from this world, it's definitely the second encounter with, a couple of weeks ago. That the only other thing it could possibly be a drone. But as I say, the way it disappeared was just, yeah, I don't know what it could be.
Okay. So it kind of, it maneuvered pretty much the same way as the first one as well.
Yeah, moving sort of the side to side and then with this one, because we were watching it, it just sort of just went off more east and then we just couldn't see it.
Do you think these are piloted vehicles?
It's a really good question. I think that there are, you know, there are UFOs that are piloted that, you know, that people have seen, for example, but I don't know I don't think that something like this could be piloted, whether or not it's something, you know, whether or not it's a drone from out of this world, for example, or something unmanned like that. I don't know. You know, I always picture New Year's when you have a lot of the fireworks and that going off. I always picture to myself that that would probably, you know, if you're an alien race looking at it, you know, what night of year, you know, are there, you know, the more fireworks around, for example. So, you know, a good way to disguise, but, you know, a drone like that, but that's, yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
So you feel like the fireworks going off and stuff like that, it's almost like a little bit of a draw card, a bit of a beacon for your experiences so far?
Yeah, like, I think because, you know, both the UFO experiences happened at the, you know, I say at the same time, but at the, you know, at the same period of time, but a few years apart, I think that has to, you know, has to be linked in some way to some correlation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very rare to kind of have these same encounters as many years apart that you've had. So, you know, there might be a bit of a draw card there. There might be something that's a little bit unique about the area that you're in. So, have you heard of other encounters like this in the area?
Not really. No, I've had a chat to a few of my friends. And a couple of us have gone out over the Blue Mountains to the other side, you know, past Mount Victoria, sort of Jalisco and that, and just try, you know, see anything there. But it's not really, you know, we haven't really seen anything that we would say that's a UFO. But yeah, no, we haven't seen that much. At least for me and sort of my close group of friends who I sort of, you know, discuss this sort of stuff with, yeah, not really. It's, yeah, very few and far between.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. It sounds like it sounds like you might need to go out every New Year's and just keep an eye on the sky.
You know, I think I might have to do that.
Yeah. Now, Ryan,
or at least get a camera pointed up there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at least you kind of have a bit of a time period when it's going to happen. You might be the only person prepared enough to get something decent on film, which will be kind of outstanding.
Oh, definitely. That's the dream.
That's it. Now, mate, I'm really interested in your ghost encounter because we haven't had a ghost encounter on the show yet. So I am absolutely hanging to hear this story.
Okay. So, Cade, my parents moved into the family home in, I believe, 1993. My mum's father had passed away long before I was born, and my mum was a bit estranged with with her family, and so one, I believe it was on Christmas, I would have been about three, just trying to put the dates in my head. We actually got a phone call from my auntie, and then not 10 minutes later, we got a phone call from my uncle, so my mum's brother and sister. And then, sorry for the long build up, but with that as well, after all that, we then got a phone call from my mum's mum, so my nana, which, you know, she hadn't spoken to my mum in like 5 or 6 years. Now, as a kid, my parents had got this train set for me, and this is sort of where it starts off. After the phone call, my mum just said something along the lines of, oh, if only Dad was still here and he could, you know, we could say hi to him. And my train set just started up. Now, this is like this, you know, electric train set, and it just starts up.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Starts moving around, and my parents are looking at it really strange. It keeps doing it throughout the day. So my parents end up taking the batteries out of it and they think nothing more of it. They go out to have a coffee out in the kitchen, and then all of a sudden, you know, they put me to bed apparently, but this train set has just started up again with no batteries.
Oh, wow. My
parents are looking, but they're looking at it going, okay. And my mum's, made a joke, something along the lines of, oh, this must be Mick. So, my pop, as just a bit of a joke. And as soon as she said something like that, this train set actually just stopped. And like, this train set doesn't have batteries in it. So it's one of those creepy things. But, and this, we still get some really strange things in our house, even to this day. Like, on the windowsill in their kitchen, they had a coin just in there, and mum's next door neighbor was over, and they're having a coffee at the table. And then all of a sudden this coin just flips onto the floor, and they're both looking at it, and they've just seen this coin just go on, end on the floor. And they're looking at it. There's, the windows aren't open. There's no cats or anything up there to sort of be there to knock anything down. This coin has just moved about a meter onto the floor. So my parents are just, well, my mom at least was just, okay, this is creepy. And just small things like that over the years that sort of have that build up there. But then one of the most creepy experiences for me there, I would probably have been 10 or 11, and I had this remote control car. And it's sort of like a monster face on it. Press the button and it sort of, it growls and moves forward a little bit. And then you can still control it with a remote control. It scared the living daylights out of me at night, if you were to press it. But, it was up in, on my desk in, my room. I've gone to bed and this thing just starts up. And it scares the hell out of me, I'm not going to lie. And I'm just like, and I've gone out and I've just said, hey, this is started up. And they're like, oh, it's nothing. Just, go to bed. Just bring us the remote control for it and just, go back to bed. So I do that. And then I'm almost asleep and it starts up again. And I'm like, I've gone out and was that you guys? And they're like, no, it's just, it's still, the controller's still where they put it. And I was like, okay. I've then, had it happen a third time after they've taken the batteries out. I think out of the remote control, it just starts, as though somebody's pressed it and it's, doing the moving forward a little bit and make that growling noise. And as a kid, I'm freaking out, man, because this is, this is the middle of the night, bit of a kid that's, scared of horror films back then and that sort of thing. I'm freaking out. And I end up, going back out and like, I'm not going back in there until you get that thing out.
I don't blame you on that one.
They're like, oh, okay. So I think I even had like my godparents over. So they take this thing out to the kitchen, this, truck, monster truck thing. And they actually just unscrew it at the bottom, take batteries out. Again, another thing there, you take batteries out that apparently the spirits like to move them. they then leave it sitting on the bench. They go back to, having a drink or having a coffee or whatever it is they're doing. I've gone back to bed and then I hear, them make noises like, what is it doing? And it started up again. So my parents literally just got it and, I hear them go out and they've just thrown it in the bin, like out in the big garbage bin out the front. They're like, no, we're not dealing with it.
Oh, wow.
So it's, my wife and I actually, house sat for them probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And my wife's gone to bed just in the spare room, they've got the bed made up and I'm out in the lounge room and I'm surfing the internet because I can't get to sleep and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I hear something outside. I'm like, okay. Like most of the lights were off, I think the lights on in the kitchen. But I hear somebody walking on their deck area out the front and I'm sitting in the kitchen and I'm like, I'm sitting in the lounge room, like, well, right near where that is. And I'm like, okay, this is not creepy or anything. And then all of a sudden their doorbell goes off, but instead of their doorbell going off normally, like a four ding to it, it's just the one ding to it. So instead of like going ding dong, ding ding, it's just, you know, just the ding. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, what the hell? And I'm just sitting there for literally 5 to 10 minutes, like, and I can't hear anybody. Like, because before I've heard like footsteps or something walking up, but I've not heard anybody walk away. And I've, you know, eventually just creeped up to the other end of the house where you can sort of see where, you know, the deck area a little bit better. And, like no one was there. And yeah, that's some of the creepy stories about the house I grew up in.
Yeah, right. So your parents are still living in the house, are they?
Oh yeah, definitely. They've been there. Coming up 25 years this November, actually.
Yeah, so. Wow, that's a good stint in a haunted house, if you ask me. And have they had any other encounters that they've mentioned to you, or are they kind of just at peace with what's going on now?
They still do get every so often, you know, a few little things happen here and there, like the light will just randomly turn off, or you'll have, you know, just stuff, something will disappear and they'll be looking for it for maybe, you know, half an hour, and they'll go back to where they originally started looking and it will be there. But yeah, that house is just, yeah, a portal for the weird.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds like it. It sounds like it's a positive haunting, if there's such a thing, because there doesn't sound like to be any negativity in what the spirit may be doing in that residence. So it sounds like it's almost a little bit of a trickster.
Yeah, well, we sort of believe that it's actually, as I said, you know, my pop who died, you know, long before I was ever born, when my sister was still very little, and she's about 8 years older than me. So, like, she was very little when Pop, you know, he died. But, my mum's gone to see a, I'm not sure what you would call them, sort of somebody who can, you know, see the other side.
Oh, like a medium or something like that.
That's it, yeah. And, you know, the medium's just like, has basically said to mum, oh, okay, so your dad sees you a lot. Did you know that? And mum's just like, okay, interesting. Because that's like the first thing that he said to her is, your dad comes and visits you a lot. So, yeah, it's, man, I'll tell you what, I think, you know, Trickster, apparently he used to play, yeah, quite a few pranks. So, honestly, yeah, at this stage,
he's just keeping up his reputation.
You know, even, you know, long after he's passed, yeah, apparently, you know, still keeping it up.
So what do your parents think of this?
They were originally really, you know, really weirded out by it. But I think now, you know, they just find the, you know, almost the funny side in it as well. Like, I can always remember, you know, my dad and my mum, you know, something would just be weird going on in the house. And one of them would just say, all right, Mick, you can stop it now. And within 5 minutes, everything was back to normal. So I think that they've come to terms with it.
Oh, that's good. That's it's a very positive outcome from something that could be quite terrifying for someone. So that's good to hear. You don't really hear a lot like that, because you always hear the really scary ones, the ones that people are having a really hard time. And it's kind of refreshing to hear one where people are almost embracing it and having a bit of a laugh about it.
Yeah, like it's one of those things where it's, you know, the spirit is there, and at this stage, it's basically, you know, a given that it's, you know, it's my mom's dad. So they just, you know, they just play on it now, and it's, yeah, if it's not, then it's going to be like the happiest, the happiest poltergeist or the happiest ghost you've ever met, because it's like, well, these people think I'm someone else. I'll play this person.
I have to ask, what did your wife think about staying about in that house?
She was a little bit creeped out, because she, like, as I say, she was asleep, and like, she knows this, you know, like when we had that incident with the doorbell, like, when I've crept up there, I've, like, woken up and was like, did you hear the doorbell go? And she goes, no. I was like, ah. But, yeah, she was, we've been together 11 years this year, and, staying there and stuff, younger than that, it was the case where she was okay with it, because she also had sort of her own experiences with a ghost, believe it or not. And she's like, well, this one seems a lot friendlier than what I've dealt with. So it's fine. It's all good.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic to hear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she actually works in childcare, and basically one of the childcare centers that she worked at, there was a story about how one of the kids there had passed away, 20 years ago or so, unfortunately, a suicide related death. And it's weird because my wife, she at the time, I think she was working there during the school holidays, sort of relieving for that period of time. And then she drives home, and and she will tell the story that she just felt something watching her for like the next week. So definitely two different extremes there.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely. It's really interesting to see the difference between a maleficent, type of, spirit to a one that seems to be quite a positive outcome. So.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy how, sort of, the experiences that you have can affect it. I think, I was listening to, one of a previous episode, where they mentioned how, stuff would just move and, stuff would happen. It would be a bit creepy. And thankfully, sort of the opposite of that, in the fact that, it's not as creepy now because, we sort of, come to live with it.
Yeah, it's just the norm now.
Exactly. It's like, we're going over to Ryan's house. Just beware of the ghost.
Oh, mate. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing that story. I think it's a good fun one. It's something different, something that I haven't really heard before. And I really think the listeners are going to enjoy that little encounter.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to sort of share my story. And if I have anything else major happen, I'll be sure to send you an email and let you know.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe. And you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.